The situation today is dramatically different. Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region. The level of alarm is extremely high. Arrival of the virus in some places has been associated with a steep increase in the birth of babies with abnormally small heads, and in cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. A causal relationship between Zika virus infection and birth malformations and neurological symptoms. Let me repeat this one. A causal relationship between Zika virus infection and birth malformations and neurological syndromes has not yet been established. This is a very important point, but it is strongly suspected. The possible links, only recently suspected, have rapidly changed the risk profile of Zika from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. The increased incidence of microcephaly is particularly alarming, as it places a heartbreaking burden on families and communities. WHO is deeply concerned about this rapidly evolving situation for four main reasons. First, the possible association of infection with birth malformations and neurological syndromes. Second, the potential for further international spread given the wide geographical distribution of the mosquito vector. Third, the lack of population immunity in newly affected areas. Fourth, and the absence of vaccine-specific treatments and the absence of rapid diagnostic tests. Moreover, conditions associated with this year's El Nino weather pattern are expected to increase mosquito populations greatly in many places. The level of concern is high, as is the level of uncertainty. Questions abound. We need to get some answers quickly. For all these reasons, I have decided to convene an emergency committee under the international health regulations. The committee will meet in Geneva on Monday, 1st February. I am asking the committee for advice on the appropriate level of international concern and for recommended measures that should be undertaken in affected countries and elsewhere. I will also ask the committee to prioritize areas where research is most urgently needed. Decisions concerning the committee's advice to me will be made public on our website. So on that, let me thank you for your attention and for joining us in this afternoon's briefing.